Hello everyone, welcome to Memento the Stoics. This is Santiago, and today we'll get right away into a Seneca quote. Here goes, quote. Set aside a certain number of days during which you should be content with the scantiest and cheapest fare, with coarse and rough dress, saying to yourself the while, is this the condition that I feared? End quote. What Seneca is referring to is that even him, as a very wealthy man that had a lot of amount of comfort, maybe not as much as Marcus Aurelius as an emperor, but Marcus also practiced this. The practice is called practicing poverty, which is to realize that anytime the things you have, you could lose them. But most of the things we have around us, even if we lost them, it wouldn't be the worst thing, especially not materialistic stuff or comforts that we have in our lives. Now, the practice of poverty is a form of what they call a voluntary discomfort, to put yourself temporarily in a situation that is uncomfortable. An example I've heard is, for example, sleeping on the floor, to value how important your bed is, or how much of a comfort that really is. Some form of fasting, so you appreciate more food, being barefoot for a certain amount of time, so you would appreciate your shoes, cold showers, so you would appreciate the warmth of the water that is very comfortable in the morning. So these things are not meant to be a source of suffering in your life. By no means. Stoics, as we're constantly reminded, they're not masochists. When they do these things, they want to do it so they are prepared in case they lose the comforts they have around in their lives. So like Seneca mentions in the beginning quote, it is to wear cheap clothes, to be wearing things that won't bring you status necessarily, clothes that might leave you a bit exposed to bad weather, temporarily, just so you appreciate how much of a comfort we have, and if we were to lose all that comfort, we would be okay. So personally, right now, I'm trying to do the voluntary discomfort of having cold showers. I kind of build up to it, like having my normal hot shower and at the end cold, like that I've been doing for a while. But for the past 9 days, it's been completely cold all the way through. And now even recording at night, I'm not very excited about the morning tomorrow. But why is this important? The thing is that when, for example, myself, when I'm exposed to the cold shower, first it reminds me how valuable, how amazing it is to have the chance to have a hot shower every day. So gratitude is a big step. The second one is to realize that if I, for some reason, were to lose the comfort of living in a house with a hot shower, I could overcome it. So you don't fear those circumstances. And then it gets you in the right mindset to understand that discomfort is never as bad as you think it is. I stand there outside of the shower and I really think like maybe today I could skip it. And then I realize that this is something I need to do. I need to test myself. And every time after I get out of that cold shower, I'm with a big smile. I'm glad that I made the decision and makes me feel a lot better. Makes me realize that I can overcome tough situations, even if this one is a small one compared to bigger discomforts in one's life. But it is a place to start, and there are other ways and there are other things that I'll be sharing with you in the podcast if I start doing other things. Just another quick example, I'm also trying a sleep restriction. So this one comes from like cognitive behavioral therapy, which is very attached to stoicism. This one is to treat insomnia. So what I'm doing right now is very counterintuitive, and message me if you want to know more about this, but a sleep restriction works by for a certain amount of time sleeping less than usual, like going to bed a bit later and waking up early. It is definitely not comfortable. Right now I'm at night staying up, gladly doing something productively regarding this podcast. But the way it works is that you reduce the amount of time that you try to fall asleep, just so you learn to be more efficient about the time. So if you want to sleep for, say, like 5 hours, your brain starts to adapt to make the most of those 5 hours. And then with time, like after a week or 2 weeks, you start making more time, 6 hours, 7 hours, whatever is for you. And then you find a better spot to feel better throughout the day. But yeah, for a while, it makes you sleepy throughout the day and is not very comfortable. And I'm going through that right now. But I just thought it could be something interesting to share here. It is a form of voluntary discomfort. I want to go to bed earlier and I feel very sleepy, but I'm trying to overcome it just to even value how important sleep is and how much I really need it to function well throughout the day, right? So those are just a couple of examples. But try something out. Try to give up a comfort just so you're grateful, so that you're stronger to overcome situations when they happen, and to challenge yourself, right? So that was the episode for today. If you have any questions about these things, I could definitely expand these topics in another episode. So message me anytime at mementothestoics@gmail.com. And I want to end with a quick Seneca quote, just to get you in the right mindset for when you feel discouraged, to keep trying voluntary discomfort. Quote, We're more often frightened than heard, and we suffer more from imagination than from reality. End quote. So don't dwell too much about it. Try some voluntary discomfort and message me to see how it turns out. Thank you for listening today, and memento the Stoics.